Let's start with an overview of the project. What are the biggest things this new project in downtown Garner will entail?
So, Chris, we're really excited to bring a project to downtown that's going to have 24 new residential units. But the thing that we're really excited about is that we're going to add about 10,000 square feet of commercial space to our downtown. And for anyone that knows our downtown, it's a great opportunity, a great local attraction for us. But we are limited in the restaurant and beverage type of offerings we have. And this building is going to give us an opportunity to enhance that and grow it by over 10,000 square feet.
Let me piggyback on a couple of those things. You mentioned the commercial space with the residential space. Why was it important to combine the two?
Well, first of all, we feel like it's important to have a traffic drivers for our commercial space that we're adding. We also want more people to have an opportunity to live in our downtown. So through a public-private partnership that the town entered into with the developer LMG, we're going to be able to achieve both of those things in the same building and maximize the use of that land in our limited downtown.
With the residential space, you kind of touched on this. Are you hopeful that these residents that move into these apartments are going to kind of invigorate downtown, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, absolutely. We've done some things over the last 15 years or so. We've added a recreation center as a civic anchor and a traffic generator for our downtown. We've really seen an uptick in the interest in our downtown, and this just adds more people that are there both daytime and evening time to support the businesses that we hope to bring in.
John was reading this morning, this will be the first new commercial space built in downtown Garner since the 1980s. Why has it taken so long to get something going like this in downtown?
Well, we started about 20 years ago. This town really started putting an effort towards revitalizing our downtown. And back in 2010, we did a long-range plan, our historic downtown Garner plan, and we slowly and methodically started working through all the elements of that plan. One of the things that was going to be critical for success in our downtown was creating both a civic and a anchor and a traffic generator, as I mentioned. So our recreation center that we developed through voter-approved bond funds gave us that really big anchor. And since then, we've been working to add things like the new Metro 201 project. So it does take some time, but when you follow a methodical and long-range planning process, we think we're doing this the right way and with an opportunity for it to be very successful.
Outside of this project, what else is in the plan for downtown Garner?
We are looking to revamp our event series that we have throughout the year. We have a new downtown economic development administrator position coming on board soon, or a new person filling that position. And so we think with a new slate of activities, a new slate of things to pull people into the downtown, we're going to open up opportunities to bring a whole new audience to our downtown.
Do you have a timeline for when you'd like to start construction and when it will ultimately be completed?
We hope to break ground later this spring or early summer, and we should be completed in a little over a year if all goes according to plan.
Would it all open at the same time, or would it be phases?
I think it'll likely be phases. I think with most commercial projects like this, we'd love to have all of our tenants for the commercial space on board all at one time, but it may be unlikely to do that. But I think all the residential units will open at the same time, and then we'll open the commercial space as we have tenants ready to open.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about this project and just downtown Garner and Garner as a whole?
For downtown Garner, they can go to downtowngarner.com, and on the development tab, you can find more about the 201 project. And for anything else related to downtown or Garner in general, always visit our town website at garnernc.gov.
It's great stuff. I love living in my hometown of Garner. Excited for this. And John, appreciate your time this morning.
Chris, thanks again for having me.
You got it.